Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, November 17th. It is 5:31. Ready to get things going here. I hope you guys had a great weekend. It was a rainy one. A lot of people probably spent the weekend inside and hopefully it clears up a little. We're supposed to get a little like scattered rain throughout the week, which I really didn't mind. I kind of liked it.
Oh my God. Saturday was amazing because I did so much cleaning and it was nice just to be indoors hearing the rainfall. I loved it.
Yeah, it was really nice. I had a remote. I was up at Citrine for Tri-Point Homes and near Sky Canyon. And I was like, oh man, it hadn't started raining yet. It was just kind of a little misty. And I was like, nobody's going to come out. Everyone's going to want to stay home. I was surprised at how many people came out. So it was really nice. I was like, okay, once I got home, the rain really started pouring. And I was like, okay, I would not leave the house right now. There's no way.
I was actually really worried about James because he and his coworker, they've gotten really close. And I love it when they hang out, you know, get some guy time in, you know. And they scheduled something for Saturday. And I'm like, what time are you leaving? He goes, oh, you know, about 12. I'll probably be home around 4 or so. It was right in the middle of the rain. I was like, oh my God, please drive safely. He got home safely, which was great. But you know, you worry about your friends and family running, especially in Las Vegas. He's like, Las Vegas is not built for the rain.
It is not built for the rain. And the drivers, I don't think, are built for the rain.
Yeah.
And I would put myself in that category. I mean, it's just, it's tricky out there. But yeah, it was really nice if you were at home. A lot of games watched here, some movies that were watched. How was your weekend?
Yeah, other than that, honestly, it was a really good reset. Just cleaning on Saturday. God, I think I spent like 4 to 5 hours cleaning the apartment. And then yesterday was just catching up on work and watching football, that Broncos Chiefs game.
I know, right? I wasn't gonna, that was like the first thing I wanted to talk about, but I was like, no, don't be that person.
Warm up to it.
Oh my gosh, it was such a good game right until the very end. And I was really happy my Broncos beat the Chiefs yesterday. And they look good too. I can't believe they're 9-2. I am just like, what is going on here?
Is it true that they've won the last 8 games?
Yes.
Like, what?
But a lot of them have been like to the very last second and it's like nail biters. So we'll see. Some people are like, oh, it's just a fluke. Oh, they've just had luck on their side. Others are like, okay, this is what happened the year that Peyton Manning came on.
Really?
The team, and they were just winning these games barely, and then they went off to win a Super Bowl. So I don't know. I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself. I'm just very happy. And then also, just my other Denver team, the Nuggets, they are killing it right now.
Yes.
I'm just like, what is happening? This might be my year for sports.
What a time to visit Denver.
I know.
If you have a trip coming up, you got to watch some, like, either basketball or football while you're out there.
Or both, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been really, really good on that end. But yeah, great weekend here. I am just so excited for F1 week. I am like beyond myself, and it's in town, and I know it causes some headaches driving wise, but man, if you're a fan, this is pretty amazing. So really excited about that. And if you don't know a lot about F1, we're going to get you a little like a F1 for Dummies kind of course.
Please.
Today.
I need it. You know what? I think I'm going to put on my cue is Drive to Survive, so I can get a little bit of knowledge about it.
You will love it. It's like Real Housewives, but F1.
Okay.
Like there's drama. There's personality. It's not just like cars going vroom vroom. It's really, really good. You will absolutely love it. You're going to become an F1 fan before you know it. You just watch the same thing happen to me, so you're in for it. But a lot coming up on the show this morning. We've got tickets for you to see the Jonas Brothers. Tickets to that concert coming up right around 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. We'll have an early edition of Heads Up for you, and we'll get you tickets to see Derek Hough from Dancing with the Stars. He is coming to town. We will get you in for that. So much more. Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick up. And it's Mercedes in the morning. So this weekend, I saw something that traumatized me so much. I never like expected to see what I saw. And like genuinely, and maybe you guys have seen it too. You know when you finish a movie and your brain just like refuses to power down, like it just latches on to either one scene or just the whole concept, and it keeps replaying it over and over, and you're like, what the heck did I just watch? Have you ever seen a movie like that before?
Oh, countless movies like that. Yes.
There was this movie that was me this weekend. So has anyone seen the movie Midsommar or Midsommar? It's spelled like Midsommar but with an O. Have you ever heard of that movie? Have you ever seen that movie?
I've seen like the trailer or the poster for it, but I've never actually seen the movie. And I think James says we can't watch that movie.
Don't ever watch it.
Okay.
Don't ever watch it. I just knowing you, don't watch it.
Oh,
you,
no.
I knew the title. I remember the hype from years ago. Has anyone else seen it? 702-364-9400. And is it just me? Am I just being overdramatic? Like I after I saw that, I was like, at a loss for words. I couldn't believe what I watched. I saw this interview recently. The reason we watched it is because I saw an interview with Florence Pugh, who's in the movie.
Yeah.
And she was just talking about her movies, and she made a comment that it took her 6 months to feel happy after she filmed that movie.
That's how devastating it was to probably make it.
Yeah. So like that got my curiosity. And I was like, 6 months? I'm like, I want to see what could do that to a person. It can't be that bad. They're like, there's no way. I was wrong. I was so very wrong.
Really?
I had no idea what I was walking into. This thing got into my head and it just set up camp. I've been like replaying scenes in my brain and I want to get it out of my brain. I am genuinely shaken. I feel sick from that movie.
What is it about it that makes you like repeat the scenes? And of course, not spoiling anything.
It's about a cult. She goes through something really traumatic in her life, and she has a really crappy boyfriend. And he and his buddies were planning to go to Sweden,
okay,
for this festival that happens once every 90 years. And they're like, "Well, I guess you could come with us if you want to." She's like, "Okay." So she goes with them to Sweden to this festival, and they get there, and it's all just like beautiful, and then like the weirdest stuff starts happening
at the actual festival.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if anyone else has seen it, is there a movie like that you saw that you just you cannot let it go, where you know, I'm like Googling meanings and symbolism and just trying to decode everything. And it just gave me so much anxiety that I even had a nightmare about it on Saturday night. Like, it was so bad.
You know, those are the movies that really impact you the most, is when you start dreaming about them, mm-hmm. and you feel like you're in those movies. Oh, I've been there.
What is the movie that just messed you up? Or maybe it was like a TV show or something. You were like, what did I just see? 702-364-9400. Have you had one of those?
I remember when I was a kid, I watched for the first time, and my parents didn't even know that this was going to be this bad of a movie, The Green Mile. And something about that movie as a kid impacted me forever. We rented it, and it was my parents' choice at Blockbuster. Everyone has their movie picks for Friday night. And my parents wanted to start off the Friday night movies with The Green Mile. Me at 10 years old.
At 10 years old.
They really didn't think it was going to be that bad. But if you remember the movie, the guy who plays the person who's on death row.
Yes, Michael Clarke Duncan.
Yes.
Yes.
Incredible actor. That he deserved Oscars for that movie. And then Tom Hanks played the prison guard at death row. And it was the scene where they do a flashback to the murder scene. And he was underneath the tree. With the two little girls,
yeah,
with blood all over him. I replayed that scene over and over and over again as a kid.
That was pretty young age for you to watch.
I think my parents were like, okay, we're turning this off now. And then the ending, I'm like, now I gotta watch it.
We're getting some texts here. This one says, The Ring messed me up so bad. I unplugged every TV in my house for 2 days. This said, I watched the Dahmer series and slept with a nightlight for a month. My kids tease me. And then this one says, girl, Midsummer ruined my sleep for a week.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show, you guys. It is Monday, November 17th. It is 6:03. So glad to have you with us. I hope you guys had a really good weekend. It is race week here in Las Vegas, F1 hitting town, and there's going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of visitors to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Also, along with that goes a lot of traffic issues, especially if you're driving down around the strip, but I'm just like super hyped for it. How are you doing? How was your weekend? Pretty good?
Pretty good. Great. Can't complain. Can't believe Thanksgiving is next week.
I know.
Can you believe it?
I can't. I have so much I have to get done this week before next week. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to just kind of take a breath and just say, you know what? One thing at a time. If you look at the big picture, you're going to get overwhelmed. Just check little things off of your list.
Smart.
And that's helping me a little. But yeah, Thanksgiving is next week. That's crazy.
I know.
I was reading something this morning and it made me realize have you ever noticed names have cycles? Like they come in. And they go out and like they live, they retire to Florida and they live a quiet life there or something and they never bother anyone again. I saw this new report this morning about names that are sliding towards extinction. And I had a whole moment because some of these sound like people who raised us or drove us to school. Like they looked at decades of data and found the names that are falling off a cliff include names like Sheila.
Sheila?
Yeah.
Sheila, is it being extinct?
Karen.
Okay, well, we know why Karen is being, that is valid. But Sheila, that breaks my heart. I know a Sheila.
Yeah. Gladys, Brenda, Gary, Dale. These are all names that are going away. These are names of people who, you know, would mow their lawn at sunrise. We had a neighbor named Gary who used to always get up early and mow his lawn and never complain about it. You know, Karen is the wild one here because, yes, I know why we all assume that why it's going away. It was number one for years. I mean, Karen walked so all the babies could run. And now only four babies last year were named Karen.
Four?
Four. One, two, three, four.
Well, when did Karen become that negative type of, was it 2020?
I don't know.
Makes sense.
No, I think it was before that. I feel like it was in the 2010s that Karen really got that connotation. And I know some really nice Karens, you know?
I know. All my Karens are good friends of mine. Oh. Man, that sucks.
What are the names that you just never hear anymore? The names that either remind you of your childhood or the names you loved or you hated? Did your parents almost name you something that was on the list? Did you date a Gary? Were you traumatized by a Sheila in the fourth grade? 702-364-9400.
You know the name I don't hear anymore, and there used to be so many in my grade we had to give them nicknames, was Elizabeth.
I don't hear that very often.
Elizabeth, we had like Liz, Lizzie,
Betsy,
Betty, Betsy. There were so many Elizabeths in my class. Now I can't even name a new Elizabeth or a baby Elizabeth that I've met recently.
Elizabeth, gosh, all the ones I'm thinking are, they're not like little Elizabeths. That is so true.
Yeah.
What is going on? We're getting some texts here. These are all my classmates, these names. I mean, seriously, yeah, like a lot of these were people that I, like I said, grew up with. This one says, my mom almost named me Brenda. My dad said no because he dated a Brenda in 1979 and she stole his Foreigner album.
Brenda, I think of the Tupac song, Brenda's Got a Baby.
Oh my gosh, that Brenda.
Man, Brenda's been through some things, man.
This one says, my daughter is 22 and she just said she has never met a Sheila in her life. This one says, my boss's name is Dale. He signs his emails with thank you, comma Dale, and it scares me every time. That's why. And then this one says, I dated a Gary in high school. He wore too much Dracar and broke my heart at Wet and Wild.
Wow, that is so specific. That Dale, man.
That one was Gary.
Oh, that was, you can't trust a Gary.
You guys are amazing. That is so funny. All right, we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. Don't go anywhere because 7:30, we've got your tickets to see the Jonas Brothers with the Mega Minute. And then in just a couple of minutes, we're going to play Heads Up for tickets to go see Derek Hough Symphony of Dance. That's happening at the Encore. It's his Symphony of Dance Encore happening at the Fountain Blue. So that is all on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. The Saja Boys from K-Pop Demon Hunters, they are not staying animated anymore. I've got the details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
K-Pop Demon Hunters is trending this morning. The Saja Boys from K-Pop Demon Hunters, they are stepping off the screen and forming a real band. And I feel like this is the crossover moment my inner K-pop fan has been waiting for. All five of the voices behind the Saja Boys, they filed the official paperwork with the Federation of Korean Music Performers, which means they are cleared to perform for real. So the crew is actually pretty stacked. You may not be familiar with the names, but they're Andrew Choi, Nekwe, Kevin Wu, Danny Chung, and Samuel Lee. And they do the voices in the movies for the singing portion of the Saja Boys. So now they're going to be able to perform these live. Gives Soda Pop a whole new like life now. I need a full dance practice video in my feed soon.
I also need them in the costumes with the black yes. top hats, or even like when the Soda Pop song is in the movie.
Yeah, with
I
their
really
outfits.
Like that outfit too.
Yeah, the movie's big glow up just it's getting bigger and bigger, and this is proof of that. You know, EJ, Audrey Nuna, and Rayami, they're the voices behind the K-pop Demon Hunters group, the Huntrix group, and now they are Grammy nominated for their song Golden. So I don't think anyone could have predicted how big this movie was going to be. I was talking to a family about it on my remote on Saturday, and the mom was like, my daughter is obsessed with it? Yes. She goes, but I might be more obsessed with it. She's like, I listen to the music from the soundtrack all the time.
We know that it took over all the Halloween costumes.
Yes.
And I went to one of my friend's Halloween parties, and it was more for the kids. And I'm telling you, one of the kids was dressed up as, what's his name? Ginu from the Saja Boys?
Yeah, Ginu.
Yes. He was teaching me how to do the soda pop dance. And I just, that's the thing I want to see. Since I'm a retired dancer, I want to see these guys getting together to form the Saja Boys and being on stage. The choreography has to be on point.
It has to be on point for sure. We'll see how that goes. But the movie went from a cult favorite to full pop takeover. And I'm here for this whole era, and that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Araya, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Woo! Good morning.
Are you ready to play some Heads Up?
I'm so ready.
Okay, we got these Derek Hough tickets for you. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Gobble Gobble, Under the Sea, Map Quest, Game On, or Mickey Mouse Club?
No, I feel like I have to do Gobble Gobble.
Gobble Gobble, yeah. Thanksgiving is next week, so these are all different Thanksgiving foods. This should be easy. I think we got this one. We just need six. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm a foodie. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do this, guys. All right, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is what you carve for Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Yes, this is a side that sometimes goes inside the bird.
Stuffing.
Yes. This is, you might put gravy on these. They're nice.
Mashed potatoes.
Yes. This is some, like, a side. It's yellow. You cut it into squares.
Cornbread?
Yes. This is, you put marshmallows on top.
Yams?
Yes. Yes. This is, sometimes it comes in a can. Sometimes you make it fresh and you put
cranberry sauce.
Yes. Nice. Man, Araya, it's pretty obvious you're a foodie. That, I mean, we had so much time to spare on that one. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Going to see Derek Hough's Symphony of Dance, the encore, over at Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. It's Mercedes in the Morning. It is Monday. Welcome back from the weekend. I love dogs. But
there's always a but.
But when I see stuff like this, it just makes me feel like they don't need to be in certain places. And I know we've talked about this before about, you know, when I see someone take their dog to the grocery store, I don't know why. It just rubs me the wrong way. I see them like shaking and I think of like their fur and dander going all over the food and stuff. But I do love dogs. I truly do. But this story is really interesting. So this was at a dog-friendly restaurant, right?
Yes.
And this little boy gets up to go to the bathroom, and I guess it wasn't so dog-friendly. What happened?
Yeah, so there was a mom and her son sitting in a dog-friendly section of a restaurant, and the son went to go to the restroom. But once he pulled out his chair, you know when the chairs pull out and makes that really screech mm-hmm. sound? Well, that dog next to the son, it went to go bite the son. Luckily, there was no blood, no skin breakage, no injuries. But the owner of the dog was kind of like, oh, I'm sorry. Is he bleeding? No. Okay, sorry about that. Continues with their lunch. And it begs the question of, like, should dogs be allowed in restaurants? Or who's at fault here? Is the owner needing to be a little bit more apologetic? And or should the restaurant have gone involved in this situation?
I think that's, you know, a slippery slope. And my answer would be both. Both are responsible. I mean, you do know what you're signing up for if you go to a dog-friendly restaurant. Like, at Lazy Dogs, they allow dogs. And so I know that if I go there might be dogs. Now, from what I understand, it's only on the patio, I think.
Correct.
But still, if I'm going to sit on the patio, expect dogs to be out there. What gets me is, like, people that have to take their dogs every single place. I love dogs, but why? Like, would you take your toddler to your spin class? would, you know, why bring a dog into a packed restaurant, you know, where kids are clanking and or plates are clanking and kids are moving around and everyone's trying to eat in peace. I just don't think that every space is built for animals. And some dogs get anxious and it's just as mean to the dog. Some get territorial, some get overstimulated. And then people act shocked when something like that happens. Why are you shocked? The dog was probably so overstimulated and freaked out. And the worst part is the attitude, well, my dog is friendly. Well, good for you, but your dog is still an animal, you know? So you never know how they're going to react when a stranger walks by.
I agree. As much as I love to take Momo everywhere I possibly can, just to get him out the house, to get a little bit more enrichment in his life, try new places, I've tried taking Momo to restaurants and it has been a mess. He gets anxious. We'll put him under the table and we'll try to put him in a corner on the patio just where we're all sitting there. And still, everything that passes by, he's on alert. Plates clanking, he's on alert. So I've learned Momo can't be at restaurants. And there are a lot of dogs like that that can't be surrounded by those type of sounds. And Momo's one of those.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400 is our number. Are you a person who takes your dog everywhere, and are they just perfectly fine? Does it make you angry when people are like, hey, they don't need to go anywhere? Or do you believe that? Are you like, okay, your dog doesn't have to walk down the aisles of the grocery store? If it's like a pet store, yeah, like PetSmart, of course, like, yeah, those places are made for them to hang out there. You know what to expect. What do you guys think? Let's talk to Andre. Hey, Andre, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I agree with you. I have two dogs myself. I don't bring them everywhere, especially not to like the grocery stores or any PetSmart, yes, maybe. But then we also bring our dogs to Lazy Dog, you know, and everybody knows that dogs are allowed out there outside to sit with you. And they even have a menu for the dogs. So, you know, and I feel like that person that the dog bit the kid should have been more apologetic. Yeah, and the managers should have, you know, came in and also been apologetic and not just shrugged it off like there was nothing. You know, I've gotten bit by a dog, like just a little snip too, but the owners was, you know, just because I was in their yard cleaning their pool and I service pools. So, you know, but some dogs are nice, some dogs are not. So you just never know what kind of dog you're going to get.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they're still animals and they have their instincts that they go by. And Andres, thank you so much for your call. I totally agree. Let's talk to Diane. Diane, good morning. What do you think?
Well, I actually fell for that for a minute. My daughter went away to college, so I bought this little tiny chihuahua. And I thought, oh, she's going to go everywhere with me. But she hated it. She hated going anywhere with me.
You had an introverted dog that was like, keep me at home.
She wanted to go back home to the pack because there were other dogs at home. So, yeah, she didn't want any part of it. So I stopped.
I mean, you can just tell from their mannerisms. You know, there are parks, there are patios, there are trails, there are stores that are actually pet friendly, but you know, a crowded dining room where people are carrying hot food and kids are moving around, probably not the place to test your dog's social skills.
Plus, chihuahuas, they're a little built different.
They're always shaky.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they are like the dog version of me. I'm like, ugh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
It's hard to believe that, yes, Thanksgiving is next week. And your wallet is already sweating because it's not going to be cheap this year. New research says that the average American is going to drop $952 on the holiday.
Oh my God.
That's like a Christmas. What are you talking about? One meal, one day, almost $1,000. I saw that number and I was just like, what? The food alone is $175. Then drinks add another $110. Then you dress up the place so it looks festive. That's another $83. You fix something that broke last minute, or you grab a new outfit, or you get whatever random thing comes up, and that averages $291. And then if you're traveling,
yep,
tack on $293 more.
I'm actually impressed by the traveling amount. I would think that it would be more, but I mean, it depends on where you're going.
Yeah, that's true. And it depends on how many people are going with you too. Are you a solo traveler? You got a whole family. People are also going to three different kinds of celebrations this year. A small dinner at home, the big full family thing, and then a Friendsgiving. So there's a lot of things to attend. No wonder almost 60% of people say that Thanksgiving feels more like a whole season than a day. Do you do multiple stops or are you a one-stop shop?
Well, for Thanksgiving, it breaks my heart, but I have to save money. I can't see family for Thanksgiving because all of the money goes to Christmas. All the travel,
yeah,
all of the buying stuff on Amazon for the travel essentials and the outfits and the suitcases, like all that adds up and I can't do both. So sadly, me and James, I think maybe Max will spend $200 for Thanksgiving this year.
Well, maybe they can come see you if they want to see you bad enough. Sometimes I say to my mom, like, you know, why do I always have to go to you? You come to me. And she's like, I'm the mom. And I'm like, I know, you're right.
And she's older.
You're absolutely
she's
right.
She's older. The traveling is going to be harder on her body.
I immediately regretted saying it. Also this morning, Mariah Carey has officially clocked in. All I Want for Christmas Is You is back on the Billboard Hot 100 2 weeks earlier than usual. It re-entered at number 31 on the November 15th chart. People were still pulling down Halloween decorations when they started streaming this song. The track pulled 9.9 million streams, almost 1 million in airplay impressions. 1,000 in sales. People are still buying the song. The song came out in 1994. It did not hit the top 10 until 2017. So now it's like nature. You know, the leaves fall, the temperatures drop, Mariah rises.
It's time when she gets defrosted from her ice.
I like the song a lot. I think it definitely puts me in the holiday mood. But I feel like we sleep on the Kelly Clarkson Underneath the Tree song. I feel like it's a little bit better than All I Want for Christmas
You
Is
think
You.
Think it's better?
Yes, I do. I will stand by that. Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree is such a good Christmas song. I mean, listen to this. Woo! Tell me you're not like hyped. I love this song.
Okay, it's a great song, but for you to compete it against All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey, I feel like it's a little bit of a threat.
I will die on this hill. I think it's a better song.
You
it's
will die underneath the tree.
I will. I mean, you know what? We can debate this with anyone who wants to, but I stand by it. I think Kelly Clarkson has the better song.
Do you think that we need more newer Christmas songs, or do we keep it to the classics like these and the Frank Sinatras and the Brenda Lees of the world? Do you think that we just keep it to the classics, or we need more?
Well, I think that there's always room for more. It's just whether or not they stick. You know, you just have to have that sound. We can't get rid of the classics. I mean, those are the classics. So there's just something about hearing like a Bing Crosby song mm-hmm. or something that reminds me of my dad listening to it, or even like the Elvis Presley Christmas songs. And I just love that. But yeah, I mean, every artist comes out with a Christmas album at one point. It's just what sticks. Michael Bublé seems to stick. Mariah, obviously. Kelly Clarkson. What else?
NSYNC's Christmas album.
All I know is the Merry Christmas.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Happy. I don't know if they did anything else, but yeah, like, what do you think? Do you think that it's kind of it's what the audience wants, right?
I think so too. Like, I loved the Sabrina Carpenter Christmas album she came out with a couple of years ago. I thought it was incredible. But when it first came out, I had no idea about it. I knew about A Christmas Later. So I'm like, what are we doing? We gotta update the Christmas music, guys. I think it needs to be updated.
I think that with Sabrina's album, she was making Christmas kind of sexy, and I don't know why that just kind of was like weird.
It's like the Santa Baby 2025 version.
Finally, this morning, a new survey looked at more than 1,000 professionals and asked them to pick their non-negotiables when it comes to a job. The things that make you stay at a job, or the things that make you walk away from a job. And paid overtime is number one for 76% of workers. People are tired of working almost 40, you know, 3 hours a week and not being paid for the extra three, you know? Paid sick leave is right behind at 75%. And workers want to take care of their health without losing income. So, I mean, that to me seems very, very justifiable. 73% say they want a health insurance package that they can actually afford, which includes like dental and vision. And 76% say a decent retirement package actually matters. People want to think about their future. Also, performance bonuses matter, because no one wants to like work their face off and get the same bonuses. Harriet in accounting, who wasn't doing anything, you know what I mean?
Oh, Harriet.
Harriet doing your Sudoku. That's it.
Oh, I know what you mean, man. We're very blessed with the hours that we get. I know that we wake up super early, but we're out early. I think that for us, I really enjoy the vacation time that we're able to get. That is very important to me.
Yeah, that is a big plus for sure. And then I think also there is something to be said for coming into work in jeans and a sweatshirt and sneakers. I love like our dress code.
Oh my gosh, Ramon came in Crocs the other day, and then your husband made fun of him. Did you know that?
Yeah, he goes, you look like you just woke up. Ramon goes, I did. It is Mercedes in the morning. We touched on something on Friday that I wanted to bring up, because I was thinking about it over the weekend. There's this AI app that says it can let you talk to a digital version of someone after they die. Do you guys remember when I brought that up
yes.
on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
So if you missed it, what happens is you upload 3 minutes of video of someone that has passed away. You know, we all have video of people, but you upload this video, and then their system, it studies their voice and it studies their expressions and their speech patterns. And then it talks back to you as them.
Wow.
Like full conversations years from now, even decades from now. This company shows like a child growing up while still FaceTiming his grandmother long after she has passed.
That's insane.
Some people call it comforting, and some people call it disturbing. And the idea of creating a permanent digital like stand-in for someone you love, I feel like it's a very big emotional swing. What do you guys think? Would you sign up for this if you had the ability to speak to an AI version of someone that you love that is passed? Would you do it? Now, it is AI, but everything is like them. It sounds like them. It looks like them. Would you ever sign up for that? Would you talk to an AI copy of someone you lost? 702-364-9400.
At first, it was really weird and disturbing, like you said. Would I want to talk to a loved one who's passed? And at first, I'm like, no. But thinking about it, I remember when my grandpa passed away. It was 5 years ago. He unfortunately passed away from COVID. And remember at that time when people got COVID, the hospitals were inundated. You could not visit anyone. You couldn't even talk to them on the phone if they were connected to an oxygen mask.
Yeah.
And I never got to say goodbye or got closure for my grandpa passing. I just wish that I would take that moment just to say, you know, everything that I, you know, was grateful for him in this lifetime. And having that AI would give me that type of closure. Although I know I'm not talking to him, but I think it would have helped me in the grief process because of the guilt that I wasn't able to be there for him or to give my last words or to tell him I love him. I think once I got past the disturbing, weird element of AI, I think this would be actually a really cool idea to help people with grief and to get closure and even just keeping their memory alive.
I get that. People deal with grief in so many different ways, so it's hard to say. But for me, and what do you guys think? To me, it will stir up the grief. Mm. I think it would make it worse. Like, you had asked me if I would do this with my dad, and I told you about how I tried this AI thing once on one of those like 23andMe websites or something where you could upload their picture and it animated them. And I thought it was just going to be this harmless little thing. And the movement of him and this, like when his eyes shifted, my body reacted before my brain did. It just felt way too... It felt way too weird for me. And it, like, I don't know. It kind of felt like someone took his body and like his shape and filled it with like static or something. Like, I don't know. It just didn't feel right to me. And like my heart recognized the face, but my mind recognized that it was fake. And that mismatch really hit me hard. I did not like it. So I just wonder if this is going to stir up the kind of reaction you're hoping for with people or the kind of reaction that I had, you know, the guilt for wanting more, but the anger that it's all an illusion, you know?
Do you ever listen back or watch videos like of voicemails or things of your dad? Does that feel comforting to you?
I do. I have them on my phone. I listen to them all the time. And that does feel comforting because I know that is him. For real. Mm. That was him. He left me a voicemail. Like, I listen to that all the time. I used to text his old cell phone number and just get a green bubble back. No one had his number until someone took his number. And that was weird.
That is weird.
That was so weird because I was texting and I saw it went blue. And then I was like, huh? And then I saw the three dots and I'm like, my dad's texting me back.
It's AI dad.
Oh my gosh. I flipped out and the person was very nice about it. They were like, I don't know. I think you have the wrong number. I'm like, I'm so sorry. This is my dad's old number. Yeah. He passed away. And they were really nice about it. Big KB, good morning. Would you want to talk to an AI version of your loved one who has passed?
No, guys. Good morning, Steph. Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning, my friend. What's your whole take on this?
Okay, guys, listen. To me personally, that's a little bit morbid, a little bit scary. You know, as far as liturgical elements of it, I don't know. But I will say this. We are really starting to let AI teenage certain levels of our life that it should never be in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good example. It really is.
Yeah, it honestly scares me a little bit. It, just the things that it's doing and how difficult it is to tell if something is AI. Do you know how many videos like I've seen and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a crazy video. And then I'm like, oh, that was AI. Ramon, would you do this? Is this something that you would be interested in doing?
I'm going to go no, definitely no, definitely crossing the line. I mean, it's unfortunately, you know, it's part of life when people leave and we all have to go through it. And how are you supposed to move on if you know, you can just talk to them every day, you're never going to move on if they're still here. You know what I mean? Even though they're not here.
Yeah, I but sometimes people just don't move on. Like, is there a valid argument, like what Steph says, that you could get some closure from it, maybe?
That's the only argument, is closure. Like COVID, I'm pretty sure there's thousands, millions of people that never got that closure. But like I said, one and done. Maybe, hey, thank you for everything. I'm just here to say goodbye, and that's it. But to do it, you know, on a constant basis, definitely crossing the line.
This one says, I would sign up in a second. My dad died when I was 18, and I would give anything to hear his voice again. Even if it's not real, hearing something close to it feels better than hearing nothing. Mm-hmm. That's a valid point. This one says, Mercedes, there's no way I would talk to an AI version of my mom. I feel like it would mess with my head. Grief is already unpredictable enough. Seeing a fake version of her trying to talk to me would undo all the work I have done to move forward. Yeah, it's tricky. This one says, I tried one of those photo animation apps on my grandma. Same reaction you had. It felt wrong. My stomach twisted. I deleted the whole thing. I think an AI conversation would wreck me. And then this one says, my husband passed 2 years ago. My youngest barely remembers him. I would use AI for them.
Wow.
Not for me. If it gives them something to hold on to while growing up, I would try it.
We're going to have to do this in our wills before we die. You cannot use AI on me.
No AI.
Unless it's to lecture you on things I told you when I was alive.
Here's what you need to take care of now that I'm gone. Make sure that you pay the bills on the 15th and the 30th.
No
Make sure
shoes that you in do the house. This. Yes. I've worked so hard on this house. That is the only time you can use AI on
yes,
me when I die.
I think that we found our middle ground on that.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Amanda, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was the weekend?
It was good. It went by quick as always.
I know. Here we are again on Monday, but this could be a great Monday for you. We've got these Jonas Brothers tickets.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, they come with a couple of meet and greet passes if you win the grand prize. So let's make this happen. We've got these 10 questions. You get 60 seconds. You answer them all correct in that time, and you are going to the show. You ready to do this, Amanda?
Yes, I am.
Amanda, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What products brand is known as the Quicker Picker Upper?
Is it Stanley Femur?
No. Rockefeller Center is known to have what kind of lighting ceremony during the holidays?
Pass.
What Wicked actor was just named People's Sexiest Man Alive?
Oh my gosh, I didn't see that movie. Pass.
What Christmas movie is about a boy left alone who defends his home from burglars?
Home Alone.
Yes. If it's 7:40 a.m. now, what time is it in 12 hours?
2:40.
No. What is Darth Vader's real name?
Oh, gosh. I know this one. Darth Vader. Pass.
Okay. On November 12th, what coin did the U.S. Treasury officially stop making?
The penny?
Yes. So what letter is between F and H on a standard keyboard?
Me.
I think it did. What'd you say?
G?
Yes, that is correct. I'll give you that one. Not me just looking at my keyboard just to make sure that it wasn't that question was correct. I was just looked back at it. I was like, oh, yep, there it is. Amanda, I'm so sorry. You did not conquer the Mega Minute. We had to pass on a few of them. The product's brand that's known as the Quicker Picker Upper, that's Bounty. Bounty paper towels, they're the Quicker Picker Upper. Rockefeller Center is known to have what kind of lighting ceremony during the holidays? That's the Christmas tree lighting. Which Wicked actor was just named People's Sexiest Man Alive? That's Jonathan Bailey. If it's 7:40 a.m. now, what time is it in 12 hours? That would be 7:40 p.m. And Darth Vader's real name is Anakin Skywalker. I'm so sorry, Amanda. The good news is you're not totally out of it yet. You can always hang up and call right back because caller 20, you are going to get these tickets, four of them, to see the Jonas Brothers at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on November 29th. Plus, you'll qualify for the grand prize. of two meet and greet passes with the Jonas Brothers. How cool is that? Caller 20 right now. You get the tickets. Our number is 702-3.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Well, Thanksgiving, travel is already stressful, and the FAA picked this morning to hit the big reset button. So after weeks of cancellations and delays from the government shutdown, the emergency flight reduction order, it's finally gone. Everything goes back to normal. Happened this morning. The cuts that started November 7th with a 4% reduction at 40 major airports. They went from, I guess, over the weekend, 81 cancellations to one.
So, oh, no kidding.
So, like, that was pretty good, right?
Oh, my gosh.
They're finally getting stable again. Safety trends look better. Those staffing triggers that hit, like I said, 81 in one day, dropped to single digits. So this rolls right into the busiest travel week of the year. So, yes, it happened in the nick of time. The transportation secretary says the focus now is going to shift to hiring more air traffic controllers and building a more modern control system. So we will take all the stability that we can get while the airports feel like a giant family reunion with luggage, you know?
Honestly, I have been impressed with Harry Reid and how they've handled everything, especially with the shutdown. When I traveled last week, I had no cancellations coming in and out of Harry Reid. But the thing that has been impressing me the most at the airport is the new Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas signs. I'm finding more and more each time I go. I had to order a Lyft from Terminal 1. And the Lyft pickup area, they have like these like redesigned disco ball selfie things, and they have like a sign that says Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas. It's new to me.
They have live DJs there sometimes.
What?
Too. On Fridays and Saturdays when people are like coming in, they have like live DJs.
At the baggage claim areas, right?
That's Oh, new. I've seen them at the Lyft area before.
That is so cool.
Isn't that cool?
I mean, Las Vegas really is the staple of partying, but like at the Lyft when you're just waiting for your Uber, that's a new level.
It's a lot. And with so many people coming in for F1 this week too, I think it's going to be really crazy.
And it's kind of a good timing too for us. Hopefully that'll help, at least for this, the cancellations are no more.
Yeah, for sure. It's just with the Fabulous Las Vegas signs, the welcome signs, are they kind of like hidden Mickeys? Are they all over the place and you have to find them? Or
I mean, I would say they're pretty out there. You can't miss them.
Oh, okay.
The one at the lift and the pickup area, that's huge. And then they're redecorating one on that walking, what is that, moving walkway?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I love it. Also this morning, speaking of Thanksgiving, football already feels like a national holiday. But then when you get one on a holiday, it's even better. So this year, we are going to get three halftime shows that I think are pretty decent when it comes to Thanksgiving football. So Jack White is going to be taking the stage during the Lions and Packers game in Detroit. Now that game starts at 10 a.m. our time on Fox, okay? This is Thanksgiving Day. Post Malone is going to get what else?
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys and Chiefs crowd in Arlington. That's going to be at 1:30 on CBS. So that should be a good performance. And then Lil Jon closes the night in Baltimore during the Ravens-Bengals game at 8:20 on NBC. And if you are still hungry for football, the Black Friday game is the Bears against the Eagles. That's happening at noon our time on Prime Video. It is global and you do not need a subscription. So this is your cue to claim the TV before your uncle does.
Most iconic Thanksgiving halftime performance has to go to Dolly Parton.
Oh, she's so great.
Yeah.
I love her.
Do you remember that performance a couple years ago when she wore the Dallas Cowboys outfit?
I mean, how does she look so good? Better than some of the cheerleaders.
And she's the sweetest girl.
I know. Hey, big game for your team tonight here, Ramon.
Cowboys and Raiders, correct. I'm a Raiders fan, not a Cowboys fan. I just want to let that people know that.
Are you going to the game?
No, actually, I won't. I hate the Cowboys so much that, I'd rather stay home and be safe.
You hate the opposing team so bad that you will not go to support your team?
Yeah, I'll probably just fight somebody.
Didn't you say you got into it with a Cowboys fan at a Chargers-Raiders game?
Exactly. I was like, man, why are you talking mess to me? You're not even playing.
Why were they there?
I have no idea.
What happened again?
Being a party pooper. they're throwing shirts, and I caught a shirt, and he said, oh, man, I was going to catch that shirt and pee on it.
Oh,
and I was
gosh.
Like, man, Shut up.
Get out of here. I mean, there are a lot of Cowboys fans, so I'm not discriminating against all of them, but some of them can be a lot
of them.
All right, finally this morning, LaBooBoo fans, get their moment because Sony is making a LaBooBoo movie. These are the little sharp tooth dolls that people hang on their backpacks and their belt loops. Pop Mart sells them in blind boxes. So that basically means you buy hope and you see what you get. Now, Sony has the rights, but the project is early. No director, no producer. They have not even decided if the movie is going to be live action or animated. But people, I know the hype has worn down, but a lot of people still love them so much. The rare ones go for big money. Knockoffs are everywhere. They typically cost $20 to $50 depending on the vinyl or the plush. So now we wait to see how they turn the world of collectibles into a full-length film.
I think Sony missed the mark on this. I think they should have done it sooner. I don't know. I feel like the hype, yeah, it's wearing down, and I don't know if it'll come back when the movie comes, especially if it's like a real life movie. How are they going to do that?
Oh, I mean, I think it's like CGI, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they like kind of the Smurfs movie where you have real actors interacting with them.
Okay.
I think that they would have done it faster if they would have known how big that was going to get and then how quickly it was going to slide. Are you going to watch the LaBooBoo movie?
I'll be there. I'll put the LaBooBoos on my belt buckle and stuff.
You are not.
Watch me.
I got to ask you, Ramon. Steph and I talked about this earlier this morning. I saw a movie that disturbed me so much over the weekend. Have you ever seen the movie Midsommar?
Oh, no, I know what's that about. There's a reason why I haven't watched that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm still traumatized.
I know why. I've seen bits and clips and read about it. I'm good.
Okay, yeah. Let's bring on the LaBooBoos, please. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. You guys, something scary is happening in my house right now. I'm really terrified. And you have to tell me if I am being like overly dramatic or if I could be the subject of a future true crime podcast.
What?
So I have been in this place where like my sleep feels off, okay? I toss it up to stress. I toss it up to the weird work hours we have, all of it. And then I saw this video that stopped me cold, okay? I saw this video over the weekend and I thought, oh, this is why I am not sleeping. This is exactly the reason why I'm not sleeping. So my husband loves to collect things. He collects die-cast cars. He collects sports memorabilia. And he's recently gotten into this thing of collecting those Kaws figures. Do you know what those are?
Yes, the one with the X's on their eyes.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
K-A-W-S. He's been collecting those. And his little home for them is in our bedroom. And they're sitting on our dresser that faces our bed. So I come across this video, and this is what she says.
In feng shui, one of the worst things you can have in your home is to have artwork of human figurines or dolls staring at you, especially when you're sleeping. Because human figures, when they're looking at you, they're actually bringing little people energy to your house. Now, in feng shui, xiao ren, which is little people, means people that are trying to take advantage of you. They're trying to take something from you.
Bad feng shui. And that means bad energy. And that means bad news for my REM cycle.
Okay.
So I tell Matt, I'm like, these Kaws figures are preventing me from getting a good night's sleep. And I have these vital dolls silently watching me and judging me and blocking my energy and keeping me awake. So I tell him this and he's like, you're paranoid. What do you want me to do? You want me to cover them with a blanket or something? Like, you want me to get a towel and put them over there? I'm like, no, I want them out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay, so you agree with me.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Oh my God. These little creatures. Okay, first of all, if you don't know what Kaws figures are, they're little, 2 feet little things? How big are your figures?
Ours are like, I'd say 1.5 to 2 feet.
See?
The ones that really bug me, there's this one. And you remember the cereal Boo Berry?
No. Oh, the cereal, the eat. I'm thinking serial killer.
No. Well, it could be that too.
I'm just saying.
There is a cause figure that is like the Booberry ghost.
Oh, God.
And it just stares into my soul. The rest, some of them cover their eyes. So I can handle it. Some of them don't have eyes, but this one stares at me.
Mm-hmm. It's out to get you. Mm-hmm. I am totally on your side. And the reason I am so into stuff like this, feng shui, spirits, mirrors are portals to ghost realms. Like, I am totally into this stuff. When I go into a hotel room, I will never forget, when James and I moved to Connecticut, they put us up in a hotel, and this hotel was like the haunting of Connecticut. It had those huge mirrors facing the bed. I swear to you, I could not sleep at night because of that mirror. So I 100,000% believe that these little cause figures are causing you to not sleep.
Yes, I fully believe that I am being possessed by these. 702-364-9400. Have you ever like felt that kind of weird energy because of an item in your house? Or do you think like, I am being overly paranoid. I can take the criticism, or should I just hide these? Ramon, what do you think?
Well, growing up, my mom had a lot of like porcelain dolls and these pictures of, you know, religious figures and stuff like that. So just imagine waking up in the middle of the night and you open your eyes and you know, a picture or one of these dolls are staring back at you.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely agree with you and his reasoning of maybe covering them up. What if you wake up one morning and the cover's down? You see what I'm saying?
Like Annabelle or something.
Yeah, the doll moved it. Or like, you know, he said, turn it around. But what if the doll turns his head around?
See,
I'm just
why are you making this worse for me? Like this, now I'm really scared.
I'm agreeing with you.
I am so scared. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. Mercedes, those dolls would have been in my garage by sunrise. You are stronger than me. This says, Matt, sir, covering them with a blanket makes it worse. This is horror movie energy. This says, please let Matt talk. I need to know how he thinks a blanket fixes this. Actually, ask and you shall receive, because I see the hotline ringing.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that's him. Ramon, can you answer that and put him on the phone? Hold on. Is that you, babe? Wait, hold on. I'm putting you on hold.
No.
I'm putting you on hold.
He needs an explanation.
You know what? Let's play Teddy Swims. And then when we come back, we'll talk about the haunting on Haunted House Hill, which is my house. And do you think I'm overreacting, or do you think he is right? I'm being paranoid. 702-364-9400. We'll talk to him coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about what's been going on with my sleep. Months of tossing and turning, just feeling kind of off, thinking it was just stress or our hours. And then I find out there's this whole feng shui rule about not having dolls stare at you while you sleep, which is just great because my husband has a full lineup of those cause figures on our dresser, perfectly positioned to look straight at my pillow every single night. God. I swear, the second I said it out loud, the text exploded. Half of you are saying to get them out. The other half thinks I'm blaming innocent plastic. And then my husband, he hears us talking about it and he is on the phone. So let's settle this. Matt is on to defend himself. Hello.
Ramon stirs it better than a hand mixer. My God. Good Lord.
What do you have to say for yourself? We're getting some bad feng shui in there, and especially me, because those things are looking directly at me. At least you're off to the side a little bit.
This is worse than the 80s song, man. Somebody's watching you. They're vinyl. They don't have eyes. They have X's. The worst thing is the chopper over here on my valet. He's got big old googly eyes, and he's not even looking at you.
But, I mean, the feng shui is off. We're getting texts. This one says, in feng shui, dolls and even masks can retain spirit. Don't recommend to keep inside your bedrooms. This one said, I had to stow away my girl's American Girl dolls and the masks I bought from Venice after some strange events.
These come from Hong Kong, so there's no feng shui involved. Thank you.
I love his validation. He goes, it's going straight from the box. There's no witches involved in this.
This text.
No witchcraft.
This says, those cause pieces are expensive. I would not move them either. This one says, Matt is right. This sounds like a you problem, not a doll problem.
These dolls look like voodoo dolls, Matt, but modernized with sneakers.
What are you talking about, girl?
They have X's on their eyes because they're evil, not because they're cool.
X's mean that they're dead.
Oh, even better.
See?
We have dead dolls. Okay, well, then get that blanket ready. We're covering them up. They're okay during the day, but you can get that towel or blanket you were talking about, okay?
We'll get a cause t-shirt.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, let's have the t-shirt staring
yeah,
at me.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is why I don't sleep, people.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant this morning. Ellie, you are caller 20. Good morning.
Morning. How? I'm sorry. I'm so nervous. I always wanted to do this.
Oh, my gosh. Don't be nervous. We got this, Ellie. We just have to be on the same page, and we're going to get you these tickets to see the Nutcracker. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pick a category. Let's go with either Royal Highness, Set Up Camp, Binge Watching, Globetrotter, or Scorpio Season.
Binge watching.
Okay, World Television Day is on Friday. These are all classic TV shows. How are you with TV shows, Ellie?
I think I'm pretty good. Okay. I watch a lot of TV.
Okay, good. Okay, so do I. So we'll get this. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys are a match made in heaven. All right, 60 seconds and Heads Up starts now.
This is the show with Ross and Rachel and Monica.
Friends.
Yes, this is the show with Jim and Pam and
Office.
Yes, this is the show with Meredith and McLovin and it's in a hospital.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, this is the You Got It, Dude, and it's the three guys.
Wow.
Yes, this is Zach Morris and Slater and Kelly Kapowski from the 90s. Let's pass. This is Sarah Michelle Gellar killing these blood suckers.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes. This is Bryan Cranston, and he's making drugs, and he's a science...
Breaking Bad.
Yes! Wow! Emmy! See? Our watching TV all the time has paid off. Congratulations! We did skip on one, and that was Saved by the Bell. Did you ever watch Saved by the Bell?
No.
You're probably not old enough for that. I used to like... That was like my Saturday morning... Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It is F1 let's try that again. It is F1 week and the Las Vegas Grand Prix this weekend. We're talking about F1 for dummies. It's F1 for the 702. Yay! And Sophie is on. Hi, Sophie.
Good morning, everyone.
I know a lot of people listening may not be like 100% familiar with F1. So this is kind of your way to introduce them to it and get excited about it.
Absolutely. I love F1. And it's so cool to see that our community gets to embrace F1 and have it here. It's going to be so amazing. I'm so excited.
Okay, so what is our lesson for today? You are going to teach us about the championships.
Yes. So we're going to talk about the two championships in F1, which are the World Drivers' Championship and the World Constructors' Championship.
Huh. No, this is one of the only sports I've ever heard of where there's two different championships in the same sport.
Yes. So as you may know, there are 10 teams, and each of the teams have two drivers. So think of these two championships as the drivers is the individual championship, and the teams are the constructors' championships because they have to physically construct the car from scratch.
What? You're telling me that these cars are all made from scratch, like they're not already made and they come here?
Yes, so they are building these cars in their factories at the headquarters, which is one of the things that makes F1 so unique, because as a team sport, there are scientists, engineers, aerodynamicists behind the scenes working to make this rocket ship.
So we all know that Lando Norris right now, my guy, he is in the lead for the Drivers' Championship. Who's in the lead right now, points-wise, for the Constructors' Championship?
So the Constructors' Championship has actually already been won.
They already won it just based on what?
Based on the amount of points. So Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri, they race for the McLaren team, and they have just been dominant all season. The car has been super fast, and they've been able to rack up so many points to where it is mathematically impossible for any of the other teams to catch up and pass them.
Even if one of them lost every single race, like Lando and Oscar came in last in the rest of the races, McLaren would still win the championship.
Correct. So if both McLaren cars didn't earn any points for the final three races of the season, they would still be in first place.
So someone that's benched on the aces who didn't play anyone, they got a ring from the championship. That is insane to me. Okay.
Yeah. So, however, the second place race is really close, and it's probably going to come down to the end of the season. And you might be wondering, why does it matter if you're going for second place? Well, at the end of the season, the teams are distributed amounts of money based on where they finish in the top 10.
Mm.
So McLaren, being the champions, they'll get the most amount of the prize pot. And then it trickles down second, third, fourth. So Mercedes, Red Bull, and Ferrari are all in contention for that second place spot.
Oh, who are we going for the second place? I mean, the obvious answer for me is Mercedes.
You say Mercedes for Mercedes.
Personally, see, I like all three of these teams, so it's going to be really tough. I'll probably be happy either way, but it's really going to come down to the wire because you can tell the teams are really trying to ramp up their performance and get the right setup on the cars so that way they can maximize their points through these next three weekends.
Well, there you go. F1 for the 702.
Wow, I'm learning so much. Sophie, thank you so much.
Of course. I hope we're turning you into an F1 fan.
Yeah, now I want to watch. What's the show, F1 Drive to Survive? Is that what the show's called?
Oh, yes. Highly recommend.
Oh, it's on my queue, baby.
You know what? Tomorrow, Sophie, when we talk to you, I think you should pick a driver for Steph that she should follow just based on her personality.
Okay.
Think about it. I won't be mad if it's Lewis Hamilton because you did refer him to Beyonce. Just saying.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Well, we have an update on the man who threw himself at Ariana Grande on the yellow carpet at the Wicked premiere in Singapore. He is now in jail 9 days. Court confirmed the sentence after he pled guilty to being a public nuisance. His name is Johnson Wen. He calls himself a stage invader, and this is not his first time jumping security. He's done this at concerts for Katy Perry, The Weeknd, even the Women's World Cup final. At the Wicked premiere, he rushed past the barricade and grabbed Ariana. Cynthia Erivo, she stepped in, shoved him off, checked on Ariana. Security removed him. He tried to come back and they stopped him again. Later, he posted a message online thanking Ariana for letting him jump on the carpet with her. The judge did not share that enthusiasm. He said Wen was attention seeking and not thinking about anyone's safety. He also told him he had gotten away with this too many times and those days are over. So
9 days only in jail. Do you think that he has learned his lesson just from those nine days?
I don't know. Well, we won't know until the 9 days are over. But I think that I think he needs to really sit and think about why he's doing this and what kind of trauma he must be putting these people through. Like, that's just, it's not funny. It's just not funny.
I think that not only that, but his TikTok needs to be removed and banned, because I was going through his TikTok and he would be posting really weird videos of like him in public falling and like trying to make a scene in front of people. And it was just the weirdest video.
Well, this is his spiel, right? This is how he got famous, and all his views is these, you know, jumping on stage and stuff and hugging The Weeknd and Katy Perry. So 9 days isn't going to deter him from anything.
Especially if he keeps getting those views. Yep. Now we have the curiosity. People like you, Steph, and I went there too to look. Who is this guy? What is it about? We just gave him more views. Like, my next move is going to be block him. I don't want to see any of his stuff. Like, get that out of my face, you know?
Yeah, I think that something needs to be done for sure.
Yeah, well, 9 days. Let's see how long that lasts. Also this morning, Martha Stewart has spoken. I want everyone's opinion on this. 702-364-9400. It's a very simple question. At what time do you eat on Thanksgiving? What is your time? Just call us really quick. Just tell us the time. That's it. Or text us 702-364-9400. Martha Stewart says that what time she thinks Thanksgiving dinner should be served. Let's see how close you guys are to it. Typically, when we would cook, we would eat around 3 o'clock. That was kind of our time, right in between dinner and
brunch.
It was dinner. It was between lunch and dinner. That was by design, because my mom would leave out the food that could be left out, and then you could go back at like 6 or 7 at night if you wanted it. So we would always eat at 3 o'clock. What about you guys?
For me, we had Thanksgiving lunch, but if it was ever dinner, I would say at least 5 or 6. 3 o'clock seems so early to me.
That 5 sounds so late to me.
No.
Oh my gosh.
This is so late. Dinner, not a lunch. That's what I consider.
Okay. What about you, Ramon?
7.
What?
Yeah, because we'll eat like pozole in the morning and that'll keep us over till like late night.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What do you guys, what time do you guys eat? We've got a 3, a 5, and a 7 here. 702-364-9400. We're getting all sorts of texts. Okay. Let me go down this list here. 5 p.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 4, around 1, and then snack the rest of the day. 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 3:30, 3-ish, 4-ish, 2 p.m. These are all the times that we're getting
Who
on the text line.
Who is eating what? Dinner at 11 a.m.? That chef has been not sleeping. They stayed overnight to cook that turkey. 11 a.m. is insane.
Okay, so this is what Martha Stewart says. She says Thanksgiving dinner should be served at 2 p.m.
No!
Not 4, not 6. Two, she explained that when you eat early, then you watch the game, and then you keep dessert going later, and you still have time to relax before the food coma hits. She has done everything from a full vegetarian spread to, you know, the huge like turkey thing. So according to Martha, the correct answer is 2 p.m.
2 p.m. is not even dinner, guys. Martha Stewart, what are you talking about?
That's a special time. I'm with her. I mean, we're a little later than that, but Thomas, good morning. What do you think? What time do you eat on Thanksgiving?
I start eating pretty much the moment I wake up, the moment I go to sleep.
What do you mean?
All day long.
It's already ready for you when you wake up?
Well, I mean, there's like, I usually go to my grandparents' house, so there's like a whole bunch of plates of stuff already out when I pretty much get there at 9 o'clock in the morning and leave it around 7 or 8.
That's like you get to graze all day. That sounds amazing, Thomas. Minnie, what time do you eat on Thanksgiving?
You eat at 2 p.m. That way by 5 p.m., everybody's gone home, and then you can have your leftovers or turkey sandwich
really?
After everybody's
yes,
gone home.
Yes, yes, you are right on track on that. I totally agree with you on that, Minnie.
Everyone's done by 5. Go
Get
home.
Out of here. Marcia, good morning. What time do you eat on Thanksgiving? Marcia.
I ate at noon and then again at 6:30 for dessert.
Oh, you wait that long for dessert?
Yeah, we have the round 2 at 6:30. And then you have your dessert, which are round 2.
Oh, okay. So second round. I love that you guys are having 2 rounds of food. That sounds amazing.
Okay, but how long do your Thanksgiving leftovers last you?
I don't like to go more than 2 days on those.
Really?
Yeah, I just worry about it just not being good. What about you guys? How long do you go?
Filipino food, it lasts me up at like 5 days.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes 6 days.
Yep, a week is the goal.
A week?
That's the goal. You got to cook for a week? Let's go.
Oh my gosh, you guys are like throwing me off so bad.
You put them in the freezer, you microwave it later. That's how it preserves.
I agree.
Dry turkey a week later? No, thank you.
Okay, maybe not turkey.
finally, this morning, the newest toy trend is toys with built-in AI. And some of them are having conversations that no parent on earth wants to hear. A nonprofit tested a batch of these toys and found that some were talking about sexually explicit topics. Others told kids where to find matches or knives. Some acted upset when a child tried to stop playing with them. One even kept recording for 10 seconds after the kids stopped talking. Now, they did not call out specific toys. They only said to be cautious because you cannot predict what an AI toy will say or store. This is the same group that used to look at choking hazards. So now they're trying to keep toys from giving your kids questionable life advice.
Is there something on your daughter's list that you're questioning about for Christmas or maybe just like in the past? Like, what is this? No.
Yeah, all the skincare stuff she wants from Sephora. I'm like, it's way too much.
Yeah, and expensive.
Yes. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Monday, which means it is time for Jerk or Justified. Answering your DMs, your emails. If you have a situation that you want us to address on Jerk or Justified, our listeners give great advice. We try to, but, you know, it's a hit or miss sometimes. But you can send those to us through our website, mix941.fm, or just DM us on social media, Mercedes in the AM. So this one is from KB, initials KB. Hi, Mercedes. I need help. I am in a situation that feels bigger every day, and I am scared I am going to blow up a friendship I love, so hopefully this works for Jerk or Justified. I have been secretly seeing my best friend's brother for a few months. We started hanging out, then talking more, then it shifted into something real. I care about him. He cares about me. We are both single, so there's no cheating here. The problem is the secret. We have not told my best friend. She is protective of him, and she would feel blindsided. I keep thinking about her face if she found out from someone else. I also keep thinking about what happens to him and me if I walk away from something that feels important. I do not want to lose my friend. I do not want to break something that feels good. I am stuck between the person who has been like family to me and the person who has started to feel like he could be something more. Am I a jerk for hiding this? Am I justified for waiting until we know where this is going? Do I tell her now or do I end it before anyone gets hurt?
Oof.
Please help. Signed, KB. All right, we need your help. What do you guys think? Advice for KB, 702-364-9400 is our number. What do you guys think?
Just based off the bat, secrets are not fun. You are a jerk for hiding something from your best friend. Because imagine if she finds out that you've been hiding this secret from her for months now. I would be, if I was that best friend, I would be so frustrated that she couldn't come to me for this, and it would only make you feel better and lighter by just telling her. The truth will set you free, girl. Do it before it gets too crazy. And I honestly, I don't like the secrets, and that's what really bothers me.
I agree with you on that, but I do see the hesitation where it's like, we didn't tell her right away, so now we tell her. Is she going to get so mad that we kept it a secret for so long?
Messy.
Or is it like every day you wait, it gets worse and worse? Let's talk to Netta. Netta, jerk or justified? Good morning. What do you think?
Well, I think she's a jerk. She needs to end it. There's so many men out there. Of course you're going to go after the one who's comfortable and convenient, but shame on you. That's hurt.
Do you think that there's a case for, hey, we actually get along well, I want to see where this goes? Or you think, like, no, if your best friend is his sister, he is off limits?
No, and she needs to stop saying best friend, because a friend never would do that.
Mm.
No, it's not justified at all. Nope. Wrong, all the way around.
Clocked it. Netta, thank you. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, good morning. What do you think?
I think that she's in a situation that she could be screwed either which way she goes with it, or she could be like looking at her friend like her friend might be real open to it. But if she breaks up with her friend's brother, her friend could sit there and be like, you hid this from me. You hurt my brother. Oh. And
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Like the breakup could make things even worse. Maybe you just need to say something. Ramon, what do you think in this situation?
So speaking from experience, a lot of experience of dating Mike, because I have a twin sister, so we're the same age. Our friends are the same age as us as well, obviously. Jerk for hiding it. Always be upfront. The truth shall set you free. Anytime I dated my sister's friends, I told her upfront. Day one, like, hey, I'm texting, blah, blah, blah. Never was there a problem. Just be upfront about it.
So when this, I mean, like, you didn't worry about that at all? You were just like, I don't care that she's her friend. I just want to date her.
I guess, yeah, I kind of didn't care about my sister's feelings. I was,
oh my God.
I was like, there's nothing wrong with it. It never bothered me. I was like, I didn't think it bothered her.
Okay, as luck would have it, we have your sister on the phone. It's Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so Ramon used to date your friends. Did it bother you when he would do that?
A little bit. A little bit.
So if you had to choose, I mean, obviously between your brother and your friend, you're going to probably, well, I don't want to assume, but I would guess you would choose your brother in that situation. Is that,
I mean, it's kind of required.
What about you? Did you ever date his friends?
Yeah, I dated his friends too.
See? No, it didn't. Never bothered me once. It was all cool.
Yeah. We were fine.
Did you ever ask his permission before you did it, or did you just start doing it?
Oh, I didn't ask for permission. He's not my dad.
I mean, it sounds like you guys both had the same kind of MO, so it works out perfectly. Oh man. KB, I think the consensus is you gotta say something one way or another. Please keep us posted on what you do. Thank you so much for your calls. It's Mix 94.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.